What is going on, Fitness Coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Lives Make Money on the Trainer podcast. It's your boy, Brian Mark, and in today's episode, we're going to be talking about courage. Now, you might be listening to this podcast episode and your business isn't doing as well as it could be. You might be listening to this podcast episode and you've been putting in the work on social media and you haven't seen a return yet. You might be listening to this podcast episode wondering why the fuck it hasn't happened for you yet. And the truth is, I've done a lot of podcast posts, live streams, coaching calls, talking about shitty business coaches, because in reality, there's a lot of like really bad information on the internet. Like, you need funnels, you need ads, you need a website, all this trash. However, I also want to have a conversation with you guys about even with the right strategy. Like, well, that's what we're going to talk about today. And so even with the right strategy, let's talk about weight loss, right? Even with the right strategy, caloric deficit, resistance training a few times a week, drinking your water, making sure you get enough sleep, even with the right strategy, it still takes time. And so I think that a big thing that a lot of coaches struggle with is, I've been putting in the work and I'm not getting paid yet. How many of you guys feel like that? I've been putting in the work, but I'm not getting paid yet. I've been putting in the work, but I don't have the reward yet. I've been putting in the work. Why haven't I gotten mine yet? How many of you guys feel like that? In today's conversation, I want to share a personal story with you about something that I experienced in my own life. And I also want to share some like words of encouragement with you, because I want you guys to understand how close you really are to success. When I think about the idea of like, do you have the courage to keep going? It's this concept of being willing to put in the work every single day, not seeing a return on your investment. It's being willing to put in the work every single day, being willing to show up, be consistent, be disciplined, be integral, block out distractions every single day, and not get a reward for it. And the hardest part about doing that is, I almost feel like in a society where we are trained to get instant rewards, you know, social media trains us to get an instant reward. Even your career trains you to get an instant reward, because you go to work for fucking an hour and then they pay you $20. So we're trained to get these instant rewards. And so when we attack something like a business and we want to be successful in our business, we treat it with the same mentality that we've been basically conditioned to with society, which is, I need to get instant rewards. The reality of the situation when it comes to growing your online fitness business is, even with the right strategy, you guys, like even with the right blueprint, this shit takes time. And I think that there's one of you listening to this right now that needs to hear this, because you're putting in the work, you're being consistent, you're showing the fuck up, you keep putting in the reps every single day, and you've been contemplating quitting because you haven't gotten yours yet. And my invitation for you is to keep fucking going. Keep fucking going. My invitation for you is to keep putting in the work. Dude, I truly believe that if you have work ethic and you have desire and you are willing to show up every single day and be fucking consistent, I think that if you have that, everything else will take care of itself. Everything. Because even if you hire one of these business coaches that suck donkey balls and they tell you to build a funnel, build ads, build a website, all this shit, and you put in the work, 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 and you show up, show up, show up, show up, show up, and you don't get the result that you want. If you're willing to be consistent despite the fact that you followed a shitty strategy, if you just keep showing up, 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 eventually you will get to a place in your brain where you're like, yo, I'm not willing to continue to work hard and not get paid. So I need to find the right fucking strategy. And you'll keep showing up, keep showing up, keep showing up, keep showing up. But the difference is, you'll be so pissed off that your work isn't leading to rewards that eventually you'll get so frustrated and you'll reach out to somebody that actually has the fucking blueprint. And you'll be like, yo, I'm tired of not getting fucking paid for the work that I'm putting in because I'm so consistent. Fucking help me, right? That is what it is. It's like, but the consistency of the ability to continue to keep putting in the work every fucking day when you're not getting a single dime back, or you're not getting paid, or you're not growing on social media, or you're not doing whatever. It's like, can you keep showing up when nothing is fucking working? Can you keep posting when all of your videos are at 200 views? Can you keep going live 3 to 5 times a week when you're getting 1 to 2 people watching your fucking live streams? Like, can you do that? Like, that character trait by itself, the willingness to just be the motherfucker that like never quits, is like a 1 in 100,000 thing. It's just so rare. And that's why when people have it, it's easy for you to be successful. Now, you might be listening to this being like, that doesn't make any fucking sense, because I have been that guy. I have been posting, I have been consistent, I have been showing up, then you're doing it with the wrong strategy, because you can't just like work hard to see progress. And we fucking know that because we're fitness coaches. And so if your fat loss client just like doesn't eat food, like that doesn't mean that they're going to lose weight. Like they might lose weight in the short term, but they're going to gain it back. Now, if our fat loss client just goes to the gym for 8 hours, doesn't mean they're going to fucking lose weight. Like hard work by itself doesn't equal success. So you need to change the strategy. But do you have the courage to keep going when nothing is fucking working and you're not getting paid? Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. Man, when I started like personal development in general, I was like literally, it's so funny. It's like when I really think about my life, like, you know, I'm driving my dream car, driving the Lamborghini, you know, I own a 20,000 square foot gym. That's the fucking best gym in Canada. What's up? You know, I'm leading a massive movement online with Pizza Domination. When I really think about it, like when I really think about my life, it was only 11 years ago that I was sleeping on my grandma's couch in her trailer park, like as an addict. But I remember being that guy and being that addict and like realizing that I wanted to change my fucking life, but my life was in shambles, but I just had this vision and I just wanted it so fucking bad. I just wanted to be successful so bad. I was just like so hungry. And so I just put in the work, dude. Like I was going for like runs every day. I was working on my vision every day. I was setting goals every week. Like I was just putting in the work. And like, dude, for the next year and a half, I did fitness competitions and I ended up winning, which was dope. But like I was still making like $30,000 to $40,000 a year as a restaurant manager. Like once I got clean from my addiction, like it was still like a $30,000 to $40,000 a year salary. But I had this fucking dream. I just like had this dream that I wanted to build a successful online fitness business. I wanted to hit $50,000 a month. I wanted to have a big team. I wanted to like impact people. I wanted to change people's lives. I wanted to travel the world. I had this dream, but I didn't have fucking anything. I didn't have any money. I didn't have any reputation. I had burned my reputation to the ground. A lot of people didn't believe in me because they just saw me be a fucking addict. So when I'm like, I'm going to build my online fitness business, they're like, yeah, okay, bud. Sure you are. So I didn't have belief. I didn't have, you know, my family didn't have a lot of faith in me at the time because like they just watched me be an addict. Like I just didn't have a lot of shit and I wasn't getting paid. I wasn't getting paid in followers. I didn't have any fucking followers. I wasn't getting paid in views, validation. I just had this fucking goal and I was just willing to never quit. I was like, I don't know how the fuck I'm going to make this happen, but I'm going to make this happen. And I just kept putting in the work, kept putting in the work, kept putting in the work. And it was like, dude, it was 2014 that I got clean and like really sober and I started winning competitions. And then it was 2016, 2 years later, that I hit my first $10,000 a month. So it took me 2 years to hit 10K. And it's like, it doesn't take like online trainers that are in my program. It doesn't take you two fucking years. And you know that if you're in the Change Jobs Academy, you already know we fucking make money. I've been here. But I think that where a lot of people get stuck is this is where you guys get stuck, right? So first things first is you're working hard and you're not seeing any progress. You're like, fuck, why am I not getting the result? You know, what is not like, what isn't working? And then you're like, okay, I need to hire a business mentor. And so you hire me because you're smart. And then you get into the academy, you start making money, you start changing lives, everything's going good. Then you get to that like 3 to 5K month barrier. And then you're like at this like fucking plateau and you're putting in the work, putting in the work, putting in the work. And you're not really sure why it's not breaking through. You're putting in the work, putting in the work. And then like you have this goal of hitting 10K, but you get fucking frustrated that you haven't hit it yet. So you take your foot off the gas and you just like relax a little bit to give yourself some space to decompress whatever the fuck you like say to yourself in your head to self-sabotage. And then you realize that your business is going down. So then you fucking go hard as fuck. And when you go hard as fuck, you start making more money again. Then you get your business to like 5 to 7K again. And then as soon as you get to 5 to 7K, you're fucking chilling and things are good. And you're like, I'm a fucking G, what's up? And so you take your foot off the gas a little bit and then you just get stuck in this fucking cycle of just like 3 to 7K. And this is a pretty consistent theme with the academy. People ask me all the time. They're like, yo, Brian, you've worked with 6,000 coaches. How come only 300 of them have hit $10,000 a month? I'm like, because the other motherfuckers need to get out of their own way. I would say we've got like a few thousand coaches that are chilling at this like 3 to 5K mark, right? So like, how do we break through? It's like, do you have the courage to keep showing up with the same fucking intensity every single day, 365 days of the year, besides the weekends, because you need to fucking relax. But every fucking workday, you show up with the same level of intensity and you don't miss. And even if your income doesn't increase for like 2 to 3 months, that even though you're putting in more effort than you were putting in before, you're willing to continue to show the fuck up and put in the work because you know that you're going to break through. Like, do you have that level of courage? Do you have that level of courage to continue to put in the work, to continue to show up, to continue to put in the reps so that you can have your breakthrough? Do you have the courage to keep going? One of my clients, Patrick Hong, is a really good example of this. So funny story about Pat. In 2022, I believe it was, Pat was like on content audits with Cole and I. And content audits is a call we do inside of the Change Jobs Academy where we basically sit down and we look at your content. We tell you what sucks, what's good, et cetera. So Pat was on this call with us. Like, Pat's always been really good at sales. That was his thing. He was a gym sales guy. He sold a lot of gym, like in-gym personal training sessions. But when he went online, you know, he still had a lot of sales experience, but his content, for lack of a better word, was ass. And so we, every time he'd show up to content audits, we were giving him advice. Finally, we gave him the advice of like, double down on this like newbie thing. So Pat, after months of like being like, I can't find any fucking leads. I can't get any leads. This was a months thing. He kept showing up. Finally, there was one content audit where we had a conversation that was like the breakthrough. He had a couple videos go, and then he just like doubled down and stayed in his lane. Now Patrick Hong has almost 850,000 followers on Instagram. And this was a guy that struggled for leads for 6 fucking months. But this was also a guy that during that 6 month time period was posting 1 to 2 times every day. He was coming to fucking content audits. He was coming to the coaching calls. He was showing up. He was asking questions. It's like, it's that level of fucking resilience, dude. Like, I'm willing to put myself in the arena, give myself the opportunity every fucking day. I'm willing to take another swing at bat, even if I fucking miss, all day, every day, until I get success, right? When the reality of the situation is a lot of you, and you might be guilty of this. So if this is you, it's time to step the fuck up. A lot of you take a swing, you miss. And when you miss, you get discouraged and then you sit the fuck down on the bench instead of having the courage to stand on the plate and swing again and stand on the plate and swing again and stand on the plate and swing again and stand on the plate and swing again until you fucking break through. And even if it's hard and you have an excuse like you're busy or you're a parent or you have a mortgage to pay or it's just not the right time or you feel like an imposter, you just shut the fuck up. And you stand on the plate and you keep fucking swinging, even if you keep missing until you hit it. Like, that's the level of like determination, resilience, and consistency that it takes to see success. Like, that is the level. So do you have the courage to keep going when you're not getting paid, when you're not getting a reward, when no one's clapping for you, when you feel like it's not working? Can you keep showing up and putting in the fucking reps? And like, if you have been, if you're listening to this right now, if you truly, like, if you can look at yourself in the mirror and like look at yourself in the mirror and be like, I honestly have been giving everything I possibly can give over the last 6 months. If you can truly say that and you're still struggling, that's where you need to reach out for help, right? But a lot of you guys really need to look at yourself in the fucking mirror and like be like, it's time to take some action. Do you have the courage to continue to show up, follow the right strategy, follow the right blueprint until you get success? That is the question for today. Because the alternative, you could just sit the fuck down. You could just go to the bench and you could just accept a life of mediocrity. You could just accept the fact that you're going to work for somebody else for the rest of your life. You can accept the fact that your dreams of being an online coach are actually just a dream. You can accept the fact that you're worth $25 an hour, what society deems that you're worthy. You can accept the fact that like you grew up with a certain financial story and you're just going to live with that financial story for the rest of your life because you don't have the courage to break the chains. Choice is up to you. I'm going to leave you with that. Peace, love, and protein. I hope you guys have the best day of your entire life. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Let's fucking go. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.